194 years ago Friday, the United States flag was hoisted over the new territory of Florida. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports one of the ceremonies was in what's now downtown Pensacola.
The area that we call Florida had been returned to Spain following a siege with the British here in 1781. This is what we, I guess, sometimes call the final Spanish period.
Pensacola historian John Appleyard says the area had been overseen by a series of governors, and the Spanish had become increasingly uncomfortable when the United States entered into the Louisiana Purchase in 1803, effectively boxing in Spanish interests.
Then the area was further discomforted when the British attempted to use Florida as the stepping stone to invade the American South in the War of 1812. That was the first time that Andrew Jackson and his volunteers arrived here. And there were two other incidents in which Jackson's force came here after that, which ultimately led to the acquisition by the United States.
Discussions over Florida between Spain and the U.S., the latter led by Secretary of State and future President John Quincy Adams, began in 1817. After months of wrangling, a treaty was confirmed by Madrid and Washington. Appleyard says under it, the Spanish transferred Florida to the Americans.
Ultimately, the decision was made that Andrew Jackson, who was about the only American of any standing who had been to Florida, he agreed that he would come and become the first governor of the new territory.
Military Governor Andrew Jackson accepted the West Florida Territory from the Spanish at 10 a.m. on July 17, 1821, at what is now Ferdinand Plaza on South Palafox Street.
Jackson marched in with two companies of soldiers and a band. There was a flagpole in the center of the plaza. On signal, the Spanish drew down their flag, and Americans stepped forward and raised the stars and stripes. And after that, Jackson spoke, having two interpreters, one Spanish and one French, and he welcomed them all as citizens of the United States.
The primary exchange was in Pensacola. A separate ceremony was held later in St. Augustine. For Jackson, it was only his third visit to Florida. The other two were in 1814 during the War of 1812, and during the First Seminole War in 1818. Among his various decrees was one that the territory of Florida would be divided in half.
And that half of it would become Escambia County and the lower half would become St. John's. I'm sure many questions were asked, but we don't have a Q&A result on that. But we do know that Jackson did this, and then he remained in Pensacola as the governor for approximately 3 months.
Jackson had won an assurance from President James Monroe that he could resign as soon as the territorial government was organized. Florida spent 24 years as a territory before admission as the 27th state in 1845. Historian John Appleyard says after meeting the requirements for statehood, a constitutional convention was held in 1838 in what's now Port St. Joe.
They met for about 60 days and created a constitution. Then the constitution had to be approved by the voters of the state, and it took about 45 days to do that. Once that was done, then the governor would sign it and submit the approved constitution to the Congress.
But there was one major snag. Florida got caught in the escalating battle between North and South over the expansion of slavery and the resulting hostile atmosphere.
So Florida did not get approval from the Congress until there was a complementing northern state not favoring slavery, and that was Iowa. So those two states came into being at the same time.
As a territory of the United States, Florida was especially attractive to people from the older southern plantation states, Virginia, the Carolinas, and Georgia, and they arrived in considerable numbers. After territorial status was granted, the two Floridas were merged into one with a new capital city. Tallahassee was established in 1824 and chosen because it was halfway between the existing governmental centers of St. Augustine and Pensacola. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.